Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I feel like it rubs off, in the right way. And like you said, it rubs off on everyone. You know, Tua has even been talking trash. So I think that's great, you know, for his confidence, you know, moving forward, going into these big games that we're about to play. So, I'm just like a match, man. I just get the thing started and everybody else just finish it. You feel me? Y'all seen it, man. You know, it's kind of subtle, but it's here and there. You know, I've seen the interviews y'all did with Tua. He kind of showed his confidence a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So, family, just who I am as a person, man. I feel like I've always been this way. But for me, man, you just got to know when to show it and know when to just be yourself, man. So, I just feel like growing up my whole life, man, I've always been the fastest. I've always been a talker. And track, basketball. So, once I made it to the league, man, it kind of carried on, you know. And then I began to make plays. Then I began to talk a little bit more. So, that's probably why they got rid of me in KC, because I started talking.
Tyreek Hill with some media availability yesterday, talking about just about everything. Speed, contract, and Tua. Dolphins Monday here, by the way, on WQAM. It's brought to you by Gunther Mazda. You got to get to Gunther Mazda in Fort Lauderdale to experience a new Mazda SUV. It's on 441 just north of I-595. Or visit GuntherMazda.com for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther Mazda.
All right, so Dolphins will be leaving this afternoon or later today for Tampa Bay, and they'll be up there for the week, including the Saturday night first preseason game. And try this week to kind of get you ready for what you might be seeing. I know everybody likes to start. That's why we play the Tua and Tyreek stuff just about every day, because they are the big show. And listen, Tyreek Hill is great, great, great for business every day. Nobody practices harder. He has taken a leadership just by being himself out there. I think he's been great for Jalen Waddle, and he's been great for that receiver room. He's been real good for Tua, and boy, they have connected, and you're getting teased right now. It's only tease time, but those will count here real soon. People ask, like, I'm not worried about Tyreek. Tyreek, you get him the ball, there's going to be some good things happen. You got to be able to block and give Tua time and get a running game going. So I heard Tua say something that was really interesting about things they really like about their new head coach. The run game and the play action look the same. So you can't get a read off its run or pass, and he can see, and then the defense goes, yeah, man, there's confusion, and you got to pause, because they give you that look in the run game, and the next thing you know, they're going play action, and you can't tell the difference. You got to get the motor going again from run position to get there to the quarterback, and how effective it is. So you hear things like that.
Beauty of the mad scientist, right?
Yeah, listen, they're buying in. They're buying in on everything right now with what the new head coach has had to say and stuff. So listen, it's been fun. Now again, it's only practice. Not even preseason, and the only thing that's going to matter is that New England Patriot game, because I did notice yesterday and the day before and the day before, when you go for your little NFL Network fix, everybody's feeling real good about their team, including the Lions.
Everyone's confident.
Everybody.
Right.
Everybody's talking, about all the wonderful things of their team. And So we're no different. We're no different. But I will say this. This is the best names we've had on the back of jerseys in a long, long time. I'm not saying, you know, it's the number one here, number one there. But overall, you got real good pass rushers. Can they be great? We'll see. You got really good defensive tackle rotation. Can they take it? Christian Wilkins had an unbelievable season last year. He did something you don't see very often. He was second in the team in tackles.
Mm, which defensive is, tackle, right. Yep.
Defensive tackle is not usually.
Doesn't happen a lot.
Around here, it's been a linebacker or it's been a safety that's led our team in tackles.
Well, top to bottom, this is the best the roster's looked in how long? Answer that question.
It's a hard one to do.
Yeah.
Hard one to do. But
it's been a long time.
You got to go way, way back. And again, you know, trying to add some depth. Got to get everything played together. Got to get this offensive line. And you know, again, Teron's not practicing a lot. So with that said, and Armstead being out, you know, there's a drop-off. And it's nothing against all those other guys, but it's a big drop-off from what he does part-time when he practices and what those guys are trying to do to grab that job as a swing tackle or – But I do agree. I was thinking about what Kyle said. That guy might be playing guard right now that ends up being the next tackle up, and you may have to move one of those other guys inside and where you can cover it a little bit better.
I'm more worried about the snap at this point, if there's an issue there.
Well, it's obviously there's an issue or you wouldn't be bringing guys in with Michael Dieter. Look, I can just common sense. If you're bringing other guys in for a workout and Michael Dieter missed 9 games last year and has missed, seems like, almost all of camp here. I'm guessing there's a little concern. I don't know what exactly it is in the foot, but the foot's not a little bit related to the Achilles. Man, it takes forever. For whatever reason, that stuff down in that foot and ankle area takes a long, long time to heal. So,
we be looking at Connor Williams going back to guard, moving back if that's the case? If they bring somebody else in here, if they're having any issues with him snapping the ball and Dieter's a little bit
I don't think
up.
It's that bad. Listen, okay. they do want to come into a certain spot. No, I think they're sold. No, I think they're sold on Connor Williams because he's clearly their best center right now. Hey, they put him there before Michael Dieter
injured. That's
again.
True. You're right.
And said, hey, man, this is the way we're going. Now, I don't know if they knew something was going on there. I don't know. But looks pretty damn smart right now because Dieter's – You know, you keep this up and you got a foot problem and all of a sudden you go from a guy that you can kind of count on as a swing guy or play center to just known as a guy injury prone. I know it's not his fault. I've never said a guy that's hurt. You know, I don't blame Preston Williams. He didn't blow his knee out and his leg out and he didn't do it on purpose. But, man, you start missing 8-9 games a season.
Yeah, it's no good.
And they can't trust you. And they put up the old injury-prone sign in the when the coaches meet and scouting department meet. So,
speaking of missing 8-9 games a season, did we have a Preston Williams update from the weekend? Did he catch a pass or two over the weekend?
Caught a couple.
Look at that. Back in the rotation.
I
don't think so either.
I don't see it.
I'm kind of making a joke
just
out
don't.
Of that.
I don't see it. There's a lot of – I think Mohamed Sanu's way ahead of him. I think there's a lot of guys. And the other guy that ought to be a little concerned right now is Lynn Bowden. Again, you know, people go around ripping and not happy with something the coach likes, and you decide you're going to put a like next to it.
Retweet and
like.
Like
me too.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that right? Like and me too go head-to-head?
Basically.
Like I know what you I know what you mean.
Yeah. You're not going to like it if you
this
don't
this is kind of new
it, right.
Social media talk. Like, I like it, too. I like it.
Joe, if he liked it and retweeted it, he's obviously on the same page with him. You got to think both those guys are probably
And there's another guy hadn't done anything, man. Right. You haven't done anything. Injured. Like, just.
It's not good. If that's what you've known, if that's what you're known for in camp right now, a like and a retweet, you haven't had a really good camp.
I would just, and you know, it's been quiet. It's not all their fault that, you know, they don't throw them the football and they go to different guys when they're in there, and I get it.
Yeah, but don't pout.
But that pouting thing, because they figure you're going to be the same guy pouting when things aren't going well on that team, and you could be a little bit of a cancer on a team, or they're looking for guys when things are. There's going to be a time this year, hopefully it's not seven games, where we're not playing well, we're going to lose some games, and you got guys coming out that you can't trust that all of a sudden decide to go to one of the weakest moves possible, and that's the social media. When you can go, if you want to be a man about this, I don't care if it's now or 50 years ago, you go and tell your coach, man. Go tell the coach, hey, man, hey, Wes, not happy. Not happy, huh? You got to get me some more. By the way, Wes agreed. See, man, we got to do a better job of getting those guys. I understand their frustration. We do need to do a better job. And I was like, if you got a problem, don't do a like. Don't send out a blast job.
Still on the field.
If you want a blast, tell them you want out. Do it.
I figured that's what he thought he said. I haven't asked for a trade yet. I mean, he threw that one out there.
I just want to know what you and your agent are thinking, man. Like, seriously.
Not.
I understand agent's job's to be there for his player, but crazy, crazy stuff with all that stuff for sure. Just nuts. Hey, listen, man, it's been pretty positive, though. That stuff's kind of out now, and everybody's competing. But I'm sure that stuff won't go away.
No, it's not.
Definitely not go away. 305-567-0056. We got a lot of stuff going on here today with the first preseason game coming up in Tampa Bay. Plus, everybody's back, man. The high school back for second week of their practices, and of course the Miami Hurricanes out for their third practice here in a little while. They'll be back out on the field and getting going here, and they'll be in pads today.
Oh yeah,
with step it up. With everybody being back, and I mean a lot of new faces from the final preseason, final spring football game. So a lot of new looks and open competition for a lot of guys to show what they can do. But make no mistake about it, they don't bring transfer portal guys in here to be backups or to sit at the end of the bench. They want a lot of those guys to be playing football for them. Add depth and get some playing time, be in the rotation, and so that is going to be a big, big part of it. We'll take a quick break. Hey, we'll check in on the text machine, 305-567-0560. I got to tell you, I told you I was went out to the high school media thing for Dade County. Really well set up, man. I got to tell those guys that did that, they did in Palm Beach, Broward, and Dade County. And I was only able to make out the one Friday afternoon in Dade. But, boy, that was fun. They did a great, great job with that. And, of course, a couple weeks away from Broward versus USA with all those games, including a bunch of top teams in the country, will be coming to Broward County at the end of August. So if you want to go and watch some games, see some of our private and public schools in Broward County, man, they would love to have you out there buying tickets and checking it out. They'd love for it not just to be all the top colleges in the country watching those games. They would love to have you out there too, man.
What do you expect?
Love to have you out there as well.
Too many guys to scout.
Right now, though, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. And, man, I want to tell you, Big Daddy Lenny started this plumbing thing more than 30 years ago. We lost him. But we didn't lose Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Nope, we did not. Matter of fact, it's getting bigger. It's getting better. It's not just the air conditioning side of things. Working 7 days a week, trained and certified technicians on the road, ready to help you. Yeah, air conditioning units and plumbing problems pop up 7 days a week. That's why we have some of the best plumbers in the industry here in South Florida to help you with any kind of plumbing problem you need. Toilets and sinks and anything else, even on a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. The guys are coming out to take good care of you. Take care of those toilets and sinks and all the problems inside and outside where you just need a plumber that knows what the heck he's doing. Well, listen, I got more good news because we got a box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters. That's why we're the water heater kings. Nobody's moving more water heaters than Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing for you. Same day installation. That's why we got that full-time box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters. So, and they're in stock. We don't have to order them. We have them ready to go for you. Financing plans to help you out as well. We're doing it all, man, to make it easier for you. So nobody wants a blown out water heater. I think we all know that firsthand. The mess, want to get rid of the old one and get a new one in as quickly as possible. Nobody does it faster than around-the-clock plumbing. 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER for any kind of plumbing problems. And remember the name, Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back, and good morning. Happy Monday morning to everybody out there. We're going to have Mario Cristobal join us here in the 8 o'clock hour. Had him on early this morning, as he was pretty fired up about first day in pads for the Miami Hurricanes. So we talked to Mario about a lot of different stuff. So we'll have that for you coming up again here in a little while. And don't forget, you can always join us 305-567-0560. Try to figure out what this thing's going to look like. I got to start with this when we talk about the Canes. Listen, I think they can win their division. I do. I think they're good enough talent-wise to win their division. But this team has still got a ways to go to get where they want it. I think everybody understands that. I don't want you to think
work in progress, right?
There's a bunch of guys running around that are a bunch of first and second round picks that are going to be playing this year. And it's not a shot. It's not a shot at all. You know, I can't wait to see what it's going to look like. Mario's talked about some of the problems they had a year ago, tackling and penalties and discipline and competing and trying to put this thing together. But he went out and tried his best to band-aid this team with transfer portal guys for the positions that they need and to add depth and see what they can do. I have no idea. I know there's been the frustration for me has not been, you know, I don't like getting blown out by the big guys. I hate it. I do. I don't, whether it's Clemson or Alabama, and I want to see competitive games, even if you lose. You want to know, you know, you want to see something that's got fire out there and see your guys, you know, at least making some plays and keeping it close and see a chance that you have it. The frustration has been that one or two losses you have in the Coastal Division. That's been the frustration. I know the 30-yard missed field goal, or you're marching down, or you got Florida State and somebody hits you for a third and long and a fourth and long, and next thing you know, you lose the game when you should beat that team last year, right?
That usually happens after
everybody else
a big win. Then you have that two or three game kind of slide.
They have had that in the past, yeah, where there's a hangover for more than a month. It has. And so there's a new sheriff in town. Got all those guys back. And this other thing we didn't talk about is coaching, this coaching staff, and being able to get the most out of these players. Because think about a topic that we've had in years past with 3, 4, and five-star players, occasional five-star player, that we've had in past years. There have been a lot of guys just haven't worked out. We haven't seen a lot of guys get better. You've seen in the draft, right? The draft tells you everything you need to know when you're real good, the amount of guys you have getting drafted versus, you know, when you're real bad. And
you're middle of the pack.
So this whole thing, coaching it up and trying to get the most out of these players and see some guys play consistently at a high level, these young guys. And it's a really good coaching staff, but you've got to get the most. I mean, how many times have we had, I think, a wide receiver the most? We've had a lot of four-star wide receivers that just haven't done anything.
They've never gotten better.
Just the frustration of thinking. And we got a bunch of, honestly, we got a bunch of four-star guys that all came in together. We got to get something out of that class of George and Brinson and Smith. That thing, there needs to be some production. Those guys, they're recruited by a lot of schools. So it's time, and this year, this is a big step year for them. They got their feet wet last year, got some playing time, and had a chance to watch and learn a lot of stuff, which is not always bad. Nobody likes to hear it, but especially when you're injured, to come back and just be understand the mental part of this thing even more. So,
but you're right, though. I mean, to me, Miami's been a team of undisciplined mistakes, and that's been really their Achilles heel. And, you know, being down there the last few days and talking to a lot of those guys, Joe, it's all about accountability this year. And I think the players get it. And look, the big difference is, I mean, you got guys like Alonzo Highsmith is out there at practice helping guys. You got Jason Taylor, you know, who's out there helping guys. Ed Reed is out. Like, Charlie Strong is out there. These mistakes should figure out a way to correct themselves with all of these guys out there watching these kids every single day at practice and then out at the game. So if those things can correct themselves, then I think this team has a really good shot this year.
So, but you also have to have the right players out there.
I don't blame, by the way, so in the past, so this doesn't look like a dog pile special. These guys come in knowing how to tackle. Like, you're a defensive guy in Dade or Broward County. You've been tackling your whole life. So how do you explain the poor tackling, the stupid penalties, this thing? And then, the drop passes that we've had a problem with that until last year. Last year's group was pretty damn good, led by the top two guys who are trying to make NFL rosters right now, down to all the guys that got some playing time. It was pretty good as a group. It ended up being a really good season, and, you know, one of the best 1-2 punches we've had for a while with what they're able to do with Van Dyke as a quarterback. It's fun to watch. But you can't tell me, even on the offensive line, we've had a lot of guys recruited by a lot of big schools that have come here in the past and not been very good.
Just never got better at all.
You know,
stayed where they were from high school.
And some of them stayed extra years. Yeah. And, you know, they extended this thing out during the pandemic. At some point, like, you're a pretty good blocker, or you wouldn't be here. You weren't just a big guy. You were a good player. There's a reason. It wasn't just Miami. A lot of other schools recruited you, too. So we did have guys we've been recruiting that are on that team. If they tell the truth, they took trips to other really good schools. I'm not saying Alabama good, but a lot of them went to some really good schools.
But also, for the last decade, you haven't been able to bring any of those coaches in anyway. You weren't able to go out and get the upgraded coach. You kind of just dealt with what you got. the coaching hasn't is much improved this year.
It is
from what it
is,
looks.
It is much improved, and I think it's going to be better. But a lot of this falls back on fundamental stuff.
No,
these
I get
kids
that too.
Got to know how to tackle and catch a football.
But we talked for a long time
block.
About being coached up. And when you don't have the right coaches in here, or you have mediocre to average coaches, that's the problem.
I don't know if all our coaches have been that bad.
Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. But the players, are, like you said, it's not like you're getting 1- and 2-star guys in here.
Some of it last year, I think frustration was the effort. The play against Michigan State where those guys looked like
right. They
had a sign out, I'm scared to tackle.
No, you're right. I mean, it's definitely unfair to put all the blame on you know the coaching staffs because there's
no,
there's
it's just too easy to do because Manny,
problems.
Manny's had some good coaches too. Now, I know he cleaned house and brought, but listen, that guy that was a coordinator last year is pretty damn good with what he had. His passing game was pretty damn good, right?
Yep.
Fun to watch.
No, right.
Entertaining. I'll say one thing. Whatever it is, man, you know, he put in a system that worked for him different place and it finally worked here to get the kind of passing numbers you got to and by the way, that was a pleasant surprise. We didn't know the backup quarterback was going to be that good.
No, you're right.
Because I got to tell you, I went to the spring football game, the final game before, the year before, not the one last year, but the one at the stadium where they play the year before. And that was pretty close, man. There's nobody could have left and said, man, Garcia or Van Dyke, I'm not that was how you left going, damn, those guys both look like they can throw it. And
if De'Aaron King doesn't get hurt, we could be this could have been the
So
the De'Aaron
King,
right.
You know, who's getting ready to play for one of the off-season professional teams. But this guy comes in and just put up really nice numbers.
The monster numbers for a while.
So real good stuff there for sure. It was good. It went around. But, yeah, so we're going to find out. This coaching staff, though, it's got a lot of big names on guys that have been around. The head coaching and coordinator experience they have. And these guys have all been in big programs. Like Mario's got a bunch of guys that have all worked in SEC and Big Ten and play and coach for some big programs. And you're able to get them. Partially, they wanted to come here. But also, Mara had the ability to match salaries. He had the ability to go to those two dudes working behind the scenes and say, can I get this? And
right.
And they said, yeah, we get it. We'll get it. We're not going to let that happen anymore. We lose guys because we're paying half the friggin' money of everybody else.
That's a big thing over the last decade or so anyway.
But, I am curious to see how much everything gets cleaned up, right? How much better? I know it's one thing you talk about it. Listen, Manny talked about it too and said the penalties got to stop and they didn't stop and you get a stop and somebody do something stupid and you add 15 on and fresh downs and then you're in trouble. So I am very, very curious to see this coaching staff put their stamp on it with the guys all coming back, the transfer portal, the recruits coming in. Will we have any of those guys play? Is Trevante Citizen going to get a chance to play? I'm with it. I want to see it. I'm like all of you, man. I want to see how good it looks, how quickly it comes together, and I like the way the schedule's set up before you play A&M. Now, you're going to be stepping up in a big way when you play A&M.
Of course.
All of a sudden, you're going to run out on the field on the road and go, uh-oh, we haven't played against anything like this, coach.
Be a little different.
And yeah.
But
see,
two games to get your feet wet, right?
See how guys all handle that as well. By the way, this Pete Rose story over the weekend.
Oh,
listen, I like the guy a lot.
I get it.
And I was telling you this morning, you know, I was lucky enough to spend a lot of time with Pete Rose. And I say lucky enough because I really idolized the guy when he was young. And my dad used to talk about all the players and everybody liked Pete Rose. He was a little league coach and up, a dream come true.
Charlie Hustle, man.
Because he hustled the first. Some thought it was a hot dog move when he'd sprint to first after a walk. He'd dive. He'd run guys over. And used to hear my dad go, that's the way you play the game if you're going to play it. You know, and it was like, okay. And, you know, the Pete Rose cards were out, and he was winning part of the big red machine and they're winning. So now all of a sudden he gets his place in Boca, the sports bar, and we're doing shows. He puts a radio studio in there so we could go live. So now I'm up there and he's got guys coming in to see him. And, you know, growing up as a huge baseball fan and seeing all this stuff, it was just so cool. And he was always nice to me. Pete Rose, you know, has never always been nice to me. Didn't try to BS me about any part of his life. He'd tell you about, you know, we used to match stories. They're pretty good matching stories on stuff that he did.
Right.
But listen, man, the gambling's one thing.
Yeah, it's a little different.
But being, what, 32, 33 years old and not knowing a girl's 14 or 15,
on,
I'm sorry, you're on your own on that one.
Yeah.
Like, of all the girls that would have loved Pete Rose and Pete loved his women.
Mm-mm.
Come on, Pete. And Philly and the way he handled the whole thing.
Oh, it was terrible.
What did the team think when they had that back and they decided to bring Pete? I'm not saying they shouldn't celebrate.
No, I know.
Their championship when Pete was on the team.
But they wanted to bring him in, and it just it turned out to be such a
mess. Way he handled it, and women reporters were asking him questions. He goes, come on, honey. That was 50 years ago. Right. Come on.
Sweetie.
Come on, sweetie.
Babe.
How about I give you 1,000 signed baseballs? Will you shut up?
God. It's just so bad.
Come on. I mean, he's just like, you know.
Hey, how do you handle it like that?
Hey, sweet thing. Hey, honey. I mean, come on.
Still the guy begging to get back in the Hall of Fame, trying. And this comes up, and that's how you handle it?
It's done. They're more fired up about the 14-year-old because that hits home with everybody.
Right, that's bad.
Like, what?
Right. Gambling's one thing.
Honestly,
is a different story.
Everybody's worried about the gambling and stuff, but come on, man.
I'm more worried about the 33-year-old
Even if you love
guy.
Pete Rose out there, come on.
This hurts.
You're in your early 30s. You don't know the difference in a 19- or 20-year-old and a 14- or 15-year-old. Right. What are you going to do, go pick her up at high school? Is your freshman class out yet?
How old were his kids at the time? He had two kids then, right? I mean, if they were younger, God, who cares?
Stop it.
I know.
You think that really mattered?
No, it didn't, obviously.
I thought you were going to just like, oh, yeah, kids, you're right. I shouldn't name anybody. Come on. There's a lot of dudes out there right now marrying kids the same age as their kids.
Sick.
That's pretty common here, man.
Oh, yeah.
So be careful when
not
you
14.
Do that sick thing. No, well, not that. That was
I'm saying. I'm talking about a 22-year-old. I don't care about that.
Well, listen, speaking of baseball, the Marlins getting set, got the day off, and then going to play, got a big series come up, Phillies, who are playing well. All of a sudden, three spots in the National League East are looking like they're going to the playoffs, right? Atlanta, New York, and Philadelphia has been playing well. So even without Harper in that lineup, they have caught fire here a little bit. So the Marlins will be there. But then they're coming home to play the Braves this weekend, including a good old-fashioned doubleheader on Saturday. So they got a lot of cool things going on. If you want to go watch the world champions play, you forget about that, didn't you? Well, listen, they got Beer Fest going to be coming back. You can enjoy domestic, international, local craft brews with your friends at the ball game. That's going to be coming up this Saturday. Beer Fest, man, with the Marlins, take on the Braves. Great way to go. Ticket package includes a game ticket, souvenir sampling mug, and you can try all those beers. Purchase today at marlins.com/offers. And same-day Dominican Heritage Celebration is going on as well. So we've got a lot of cool stuff. Braves in town, by the way, and that's not enough. That Braves Freak Show is coming to town, too, with Soto now in that lineup as well. So some really good baseball coming to town as soon as this Philadelphia series is over. So get your tickets. A lot of special things going on for the kids we'll be telling you about as well, including those dollar tickets. So all that stuff. So check it out. Purchase today at marlins.com/offers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.